Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second half hour on this Thursday, January 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text messaging is open. Text line is 231-360-5140. Please put that in your phone. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Long-time listener, I'm not going to mention any names, and this is interesting. I sell things online, and I always put in my ads, cash only. Now, this is interesting. She brings up a very good point. There are things that I sell online that I purchased with after-tax income when I purchased it. I paid tax on that item. And now when I sell it, they want sales tax. And now they want to tax the income I receive, the money I receive, the cash that I receive, when somebody's paying me with after-taxed dollars, they made money, they have their money, they pay the taxes on it. They then pay me with their after-tax dollars. Now I have to pay taxes on that money that I've already paid the tax for in getting the item that I'm selling to the person. Yep. We need to go back to a cash-only society. I have a Venmo account. I only use it 3 times in 3 years. Cash only works. So I have a question. Do you then have them mail you the cash? Or how do you do it? How do you give them the products? Because if you're selling the products online, how do you do cash only? It's I don't get it. You know, the bottom line is this government and this IRS is out of control. Now, I haven't gotten confirmation yet. I've been looking for the story, still haven't found them, about Joe Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents because of the balancing circus, I guess you could call it, balancing the budget between an actual budget, continuing resolution between the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. I know they were proposing a continuing resolution to fund the government so it wouldn't shut down. But whatever happened to the story, I can't find it anywhere. Have you guys heard or seen it about the 87,000 new IRS agents that Biden called for? And they're going to focus primarily on small businesses, individuals doing business on the side. Whatever the situation is, I can't find it. I don't know if you guys have seen any stories on it, but it's clearly something that they did not want to publicly disclose. Why? It's an election year. You don't want that in any way, shape, or form to come out during an election year, that's for sure. Now, it's kind of interesting, quote of the day yesterday. This is really, really interesting because I was also prepping for the show last night and I was watching a report on what's happening with these EVs. Have you seen this? And have you maybe witnessed it yourself? Somebody you know has an electric vehicle? Well, the temperatures have been dropping, if you haven't noticed. And as a result, these batteries are draining, like literally right before your eyes. You get into these electric vehicles, if you can get the electric door locks to release. I saw one guy out on a video. He was literally using warm water in a big pot to pour over the door handle, the glass, so that he could get it to be not frozen. Got in it, pushed the key to start the vehicle, and guess what? The battery was dead. So then he had to charge it up again. Said he had charged it 7 times to full capacity and never drove it. Literally, while it's sitting there, the batteries were draining. Well, quote of the day, yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Republican Eric Nesbitt talking about the issues of electric vehicles, especially during bitter cold winters. He said, quote, "I just wish there was some kind of technological advancement where we could store energy for transportation. Maybe an easily transportable liquid fuel that you could have on every street corner, and it would only take 2 to 4 minutes to refuel the vehicle." Yes, Eric. Right on, brother. Oh, wait a minute. We already have that. It's called gas stations. Gasoline or diesel, whatever you drive, it doesn't matter. We have that system in place. Tongue-in-cheek, of course, but he made quote of the day with MERS News Service with that one. And here's the big problem. In Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum is meeting. And listen to what John Kerry, you know, what was that on the Munsters, the big guy's name. Oh, I forget his name. Not Uncle Fester, the big guy. John Kerry reminds me of him. Anyway, long story short, do you know he has phrased a term and he's using it primarily against Donald Trump? Why? Because Donald Trump is talking about it out on the campaign trail. Don't know whether you know this or not, but on Monday, Donald Trump made history in the state of Iowa. Won 98 out of 99 counties. The one county he lost by one vote. Margin of victory, 30 points. 51% to 21% for second place. Vivek Ramaswamy dropped out. Well, first of all, he's in Iowa. Iowa farmers who farm corn have been getting ethanol subsidies forever. Now you can't even buy gas almost anywhere unless it has 10% ethanol. And if you buy rec fuel, which doesn't have it, it's expensive. I was by the pump just yesterday. Rec fuel without any alcohol, 90% octane, or excuse me, 90 octane, no percentage of alcohol in it at all, $3.79 a gallon. Regular fuel, $2.99. 10% ethanol. Well, out in Iowa, in talking to the Iowa farmers, and Trump absolutely hammered the UAW on this when they were on strike, pushing for electric vehicle production, pushing for higher wages, higher benefits, going to make new cars completely unaffordable for regular people. Well, one of the things that John Kerry was attacking Donald Trump over is called range anxiety. This is a real thing now. Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying everybody's concerned about driving their electric vehicles because A, there's not enough charging stations, B, the number of hours it takes to sit there to charge it, and C, the weather, the cold weather. The range is like an hour, hour and a half, and you're done. If you don't get to your destination and to another charging station, you're screwed. Well, John Kerry is calling that range anxiety. It's absolutely amazing how quickly they come up with these terms when they try to counteract the truth. While certain political candidates are out there creating fear in people over range anxiety. You need to buy an electric vehicle. No, we don't. And I will never own an electric vehicle ever in my life. I've said this in the past. The only thing I would consider is a non-plug-in hybrid. Because that makes total sense to me. Total sense to me. You're on the expressway. The speed limit on I-75 in the rural areas is 75 miles an hour. So, of course, Chuck or Randy, that means you can do 82 and the state cop isn't going to pull you over. As long as you're within 10% of the posted speed, you're probably good to go. So I've got the cruise set at 82, 81. 79, whatever. It's flat. It's a long straightaway. There's no reason eight cylinders should be burning gas. Shut it down, go to an electric motor. I have no problem with that. You need to pass somebody. Switch from motor back to the gas engine. You're good to go. That I might consider many, many years from now when my current vehicles die and go to automobile cemetery.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I've got 37 text messages flipping back and forth. Most of them is the Adams family's lurch. Now, I do have others that says actually they think it was Fred Munster, the Munster family. Tim Tarjeff, Adams Family's Lurch, played by Ted Cassidy. So we've got some saying Lurch, some saying Herman Munster. I can see that too. John Kerry. I'm sorry, but not really a good-looking guy, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm not a woman. So anyway, Sherry says, I wouldn't own a electric vehicle, even if it was free. I don't want to burn up in the fires that happen. They catch fire, the batteries. That's what overheats, is the batteries, causes the fires. A lot of people are saying, Kim's saying, I think it was the Munsters. Well, I've got the Adam family and the Munsters, so Herman Munster and Lurch from the Adams family. Rob says, I don't understand why people want to even consider buying an electric vehicle anyhow. Why give the government the way to screw us? See, this is going to be the problem north of I-40. Highway system, east-west travel from California out to the Atlantic Ocean. Cross, you have highway numbering systems. President Eisenhower devised it, implemented it, had the roads built. 10, all the way from Southern California all the way to Florida. 20, 30, 40 is kind of the dividing line. If you're north of 40, you have cold winters. Northern Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan, all of our states up here. Sorry, EVs aren't going to work. I don't care how much Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to promote it. Not going to work in Michigan, sweetie. Sorry, not going to happen. Not going to pay huge money for a vehicle that I can only drive in the wintertime or the summertime. The wintertime, what are you going to do? That was my point. If you're driving in the summer, that's fine. I get it. Don't agree with the technology, don't agree with the replacing the tires every 15 to 20,000 miles. I don't like the range limits. John Kerry calls it range anxiety. Sorry, but we travel sometimes 3-4 hours in the vehicle, no problem. With a nice, warm gasoline engine. Never going to go to an EV ever. So this whole thing is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's go with... At the price of electricity, why would you want another increased bill? Gas is expensive enough. Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. It is their pipe dream, and I think within 10 years, it's all going to fail. People aren't going to buy them. The factories are going to stop producing them. It's all going to crash and burn. That's my prediction. If we're still alive in 10 years, we'll find out. But that falls right into the governor's Clean Energy Act, 2030, 2035, and then 2040. Michigan's electric grid will be fully produced energy using windmills, wind turbines, solar panel farms. And it's interesting, they took nuclear out of the equation. It was originally discussed in a few news articles months ago, but now all of a sudden you don't hear them talking about it. Kristen Marcus says, I thought McCarthy's deal moved or redirected funding from the IRS to Ukraine. I know, but has that passed yet? That's the answer I can't find. I know they were facing a government shutdown. That was somehow avoided. But what did they do with the IRS funding? The 87,000 new agents. So we'll have to wait and see. I can't find it anywhere. I've tried. I can't. So it looks like right now we're pretty much leaning toward the Adams family's lurch versus Herman Munster. I can actually see Herman Munster for Kerry. John Kerry? He's scary. Let's just leave it at that. We've got some stories about this Saturday when I'm in Lansing. We'll see what happens with this so-called convention and the people that are running to be chair of the Michigan GOP. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our